Hello.
Hello. Hello, I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything and conducting an opinion survey. We'll later ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Would you mind helping us with the survey, please?
What is it for again?
Yes, this is just an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Give me one second. Before we continue, am I speaking with Eric?
No.
No? Okay, that's right. Thank you. Does anyone in your household, well, you already mentioned that no one in your household works for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, right?
That's correct.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
100%.
Are the chances 50? Okay. Certain to vote?
100%. Yes.
Thank you. What is your age?
36.
Thank you so much. What racial or ethnic group describes you? White, Caucasian?
Black, non-Hispanic.
Black, African-American.
Black, non-Hispanic.
Yep.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote this year.
10.
10. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of your job. The first one that we have is Donald Trump as a former president. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Sherrod Brown as a senator.
Somewhat disapprove.
Mercy Carter as congresswoman.
I'm not sure who that is.
Let me save it.
One for that.
Yes, don't worry. Let me save it. Joe Biden as president.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Somewhat disapprove.
No, was there a somewhat approve?
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Somewhat approved.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. The first one is institution Democrats in Congress. Is that very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Was that very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Oh, very unfavorable.
Thank you. How about the first energy?
First energy, somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Marcy Kaptur?
No, that's the same thing. I don't know who that is.
You don't know. Okay. Derek Marin?
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or Democrat? Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. If the election... Sorry?
No, go ahead. I thought I missed something.
Oh, okay. Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown. Okay, between, this person, we have Democrat Sherrod Brown or Leon Democrat Sherrod Brown.
What? You want me to choose between the same person?
Between these two options. They're just options, Democrat Sherrod Brown or Leon Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Leon Democrat, what's a Leon Democrat?
Oh, the Leon Democrat.
That's the L word you're saying?
Oh, that's L-E-A-N?
Lee. I mean, I guess Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Okay, thank you. One second. Okay, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur? Between the options we have, Republican
Democrat.
Derek. Mm-hmm.
Democrat.
Marcy Kaptur, is that your answer?
Yeah.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt? A chance, no chance.
No chance.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. Voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If this statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it is true, please say so.
I mean, it would make me more likely to vote for her.
More likely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Before we continue, I'm really glad to thank you for all the answers that you have provided so far. Thank you so much for helping me a lot. We're almost done with this. The next one, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, some less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If this statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it is true, please say so. The first one, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation. Marion even voted no on that. Is your answer much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Derek Marion wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marion's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marion's bill will also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Was that your answer much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
I mean, I never vote for this person ever, so no difference, because I'm not going to vote for them.
Okay, thank you. The next statement, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Is your answer much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true?
I mean, still no difference, because I'm not going to vote for the man.
Okay. We have three more statements about this. The next one is, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, where utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marion's corruption. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true.
No difference.
Thank you. In the state legislature, Derek Marion supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also killing employees sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marion will stand with those who voted to get Social Security and Medicare, and will raise the retirement age, much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, no true.
No difference.
Okay, and the last one from this section. In the state legislature, Derek Marion sued extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and legal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or no true.
No difference.
Thank you so much. Whoa. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion, or would you still vote for him?
The best reason to not vote for him is he has literally none of my interests in mind. He would not do anything good for me, my family, or people like me. And abortion isn't murder. So.
Okay, let me save your response.
How much longer is this?
Oh, we're almost done with this, Ruby. Thank you so much. We're in the last ones. the last questions. I really appreciate your help. Now, the next one, sometimes over the course of a survey, people will change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marion or Democrat Marcy Capture?
Democrat Marcy Capture.
Thank you so much. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marion?
Doesn't sound like he has anything for my interest. And again, abortion is not a murder.
Anything from your interest?
Yeah, he doesn't have any of my interest at heart.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. So stop me when we get to your category. First through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but not degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or fourth-year college graduate.
Graduated.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. A strong Democrat. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important.
I didn't hear your question, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry? You want me to repeat this question again?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important.
Was there like a indifferent or somewhat important?
Yes, different. Well, we only have very, somewhat, not too, and not at all.
Oh, somewhat.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat, you said, would I be Biden. More likely to vote for Democrat?
Democrat Joe Biden. Okay, thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Have a nice evening.
Ow! All right, thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too.